And you're tuned in to Nullafnet on WLUR Lexington. We just started things off with Dianaga and What Is Your Landmass off their 1997 album As Seen From Above on Ohio Gold Records. Dianaga, notable for, much like Ned's Atomic Dustbin, having two bass players. And that track, like all the tracks leading off the shows this summer, was engineered by one Mr. Steve Albini. Anyway, we're going to keep rolling right now with Dogmatic Element off the brand new compilation Strange Passion, Explorations in Irish Post-Punk, DIY, and Electronic Music 1980-1983 on the brand new Cash Cash label, which is a new Finders Keepers subsidiary, and a track called Just Friends. And once again, since I kept talking, the band is Dogmatic Element.
Community. I'm not gonna be a freak sniffing out your blouse. Even though I used to gross mom and dad out. Sometimes I used to gross myself out.
Genuine desire. Thank you. if you tire of being alone, I would cash my severance and go fly and be with you. Fly and be with you. Cause you're carrying my heart, don't you know? Yeah, you're carrying my heart, don't you know? Yeah, you're carrying my heart, don't you know?
And you're tuned into NoLoafNet on WLUR Lexington. That was just Golden Ruff and Don't Overlook Me off their 1999 album This Sad Paradise on Candle Records. And at the time, I used to kind of refer to them as the Australian Pernice Brothers. As a matter of fact, they backed Joe Pernice on an Australian tour. But really, nowadays, they're really making me think Buffalo Tom. Before that, Light Ships and Fear and Doubt off their brand new Fear and Doubt 10-inch on Geographic, following up the full-length album. We heard from Colin Clary in a cover of the Harris track I've Been Working Out off the brand new double LP 5, a We Pop covers compilation put out by We Pop to celebrate their 5th anniversary in typical covers compilation style. Eternal Summers before that and I Love You off their brand new Correct Behavior album on Canine Records, and starting off the set was Dogmatic Element and Just Friends off the compilation Strange Passion, Explorations in Irish Post-Punk, DIY and Electronic Music 1980 to 1983 on Cash Cash. And we're going to keep rolling right now with Parks and Recreation, which is a band that evolved out of a solo project called Reclinerland. I thought both had kind of gone inactive in the mid-aughts, but apparently they're still releasing stuff digitally on Amazon and iTunes, as I was surprised to find out last night. But this comes from the self-titled Parks and Recreation album from 2006 on Hush. It's a track called I Tried to Date the Singer in a Band.
I tried to date the singer in a band. I turned to jelly when the light caught her hand. Her clothes were homemade, and avalanche snowdrifts of lace across her belly of sand. How do you know it's love? She sang to the air. How do you know it's love? To all the people standing there behind the mic stand, white like a dove. We just knew it was.
Tried to were our one who did take me in. You rub your scent upon my skin. Hold my wrist and shake my shin. You're a kind one who did soothe my brow. Imperfections you allow. Sacraments you can't avow. Sometimes I get bewildered. I stagger down the hall. I came here holding nothing but the right to make one call. Some things are expected, some of course are not. Who has the grace to make the case for what they haven't got?
song. When nobody knows your name, you look so different over the phone. Seven states away, the duet, doing this different thing. When they come down, you have to leave town. Too tough to die.
Thank you. angels sing about Jesus' mighty sword, and they shield you with their wings and keep you close to the Lord. Don't pay heed to temptation, for his hands are so cold. You gotta help me keep the devil way down in the hole, 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 down in the hole. You gotta help me keep the devil down in the hole.
You're tuned in to No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was just Tom Waits and Way Down in the Hole off of Beautiful Maladies, The Island Years. That was out on Island about 10-15 years back. And if you recognize that song and have no idea why, it's probably because you were watching The Wire on HBO. Tom Waits wrote the song and was later used for the show. His version was used in the second season, but they used a different version every season. The Blind Boys of Alabama, Neville Brothers, Steve Earle, and I think there's probably one more, because I think there were five seasons. Anyway, before that, Nina Cherry and The Thing, and a cover of Too Tough to Die, the Martina Topley Bird song, off The Cherry Thing, their collaborative album on Small Town Supersound. If the name Martina Topley Bird rings a bell, that would be because she was the vocalist on Tricky's Max and Kay and a bunch of the follow-up Tricky albums. Michael Chornay and Dollar General before that, and Bewildered, off the brand new Dispensations of the Ordinary album that's self-released, available from Michael Chorney's Bandcamp site. His name not going to be ringing any bells. And starting off that set was Parks and Recreation with I Tried to Date the Singer in a Band off their self-titled album from 2006 on Hush Records. Anyway, we've got one last set, and we're going to get right back into it with Rebecca Gates and the Consortium off her brand new album The Float on her own Parsimatone or on vinyl from 12XU. This track is Tips on Spines.
Thank you.
And that'll just about wrap up this week's No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was just Bad Indians, and She Has Gone off of the Lifers compilation cassette on Lifelike Records. Before that, Dive and How Long Have You Known off Ocean out on Captured Tracks. I think they're going to be coming through on tour in September in Charlottesville, if you are so inclined. We heard from Betty Severt and Palomine, the small version, somewhat of a reprise version, I guess you might say, off the Palomine album on Matador. Samara Lubelski before that, and The Switch Up off her new Wavelength album on Distigil. And she is also actually in the new Thurston Moore band, Chelsea Light Moving, as well as numerous other projects over the years. And starting off that set was Rebecca Gates and the Consortium with Tips on Spines off the new album The Float on Parsimatone Records. Anyway, I'm going to leave you now on a bit of a sad note, as Bill Doss from the Olivia Tremor Control passed away earlier this week, rather suddenly. I believe he was just 43, and the band had just kind of been touring again over the past year or so and really getting active. There was a single that came out last fall, and the prospect of new recordings, so I have no idea where they got on that. They had just played the Pitchfork Festival a couple weeks back. So it's very sad to hear of his passing, so I thought I'd leave with a track from the debut Olivia Tremor Control album, Dusk at Cupid's Castle on Fly Daddy, and one of Bill Doss's songs called Jumping Fences.